Okay, we are on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, Ki Asa, about halfway down, a little more than halfway down. Last two words on the line are Ki Asa. So says the Gemara, Ki Asa Rabban Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabban came, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Sheshasa Achar Ba'ala Eser Shanim V'Niseis Shuv Eino Yoledes. If after a woman's husband dies, she does not get married for 10 years, she will not have any more children. So look at what Rabban said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. 10-year lapse in between the marriages, she cannot have any more children. Amar of Nachman, lo shanu ela she'ein daita lehinasei. This is only if she did not have any intention during that time period to get remarried. Aval daita lehinasei misaberes. But if she would have da'as to get remarried, then her body would be kept differently, and therefore she would be able to become pregnant after that. The Marshal here in the Yamshel Shlomo quotes a machlokas. Does this mean what does she have to have in mind? It says Yesh Befarshim Hadakai Nami Kamar Nami of Nachman Lo Shadal Shein Daitali Nasei Pirishai Daitali Nasei Lo Oso Shenasa. She has to have a specific chassan in mind who she eventually marries. So then, that's where she would be able to become pregnant. But if she didn't have anybody's particular in mind, so then the Marshal quotes, then maybe Rav Nachman did not say his statement then. And there's a big nafkamina, he says, that he says, and therefore, let's say she waits 10 years, and then she gets remarried, and she does have a child with a new husband. You have to assume that maybe she was mezana in between, because the chazaka is, according to this Gemara, that if 10 years without any specific particular husband in mind, so that she wouldn't be able to have another baby. So then the Marshal himself, though, argues. He says, Vani Omer, he quotes that it doesn't make a difference, whatever, whether it's a specific husband or anybody, doesn't matter, this halacha applies. The Aruch Laner notes, why isn't this halacha brought halacha lamaisa by any of the poskim? Yes, you know, there's a big nafkamina. Let's say if somebody, Mishain lo banim, a man who has not had children yet, should be also to marry this woman who didn't, who stopped from having, after her first marriage for 10 years. If you assume that she's not going to have any more children. So there are nafkaminas regarding this chazaka. So he quotes, it must be that we can always assume that, you know, she had somebody in mind. Because we have this limitation that, you know, if she had in mind to get remarried, so then the chazaka doesn't apply. So I guess we could assume, he says, to bedaita talimilsa ein lach zika be'ena bas banim. We're not going to assume that she's an ena bas banim if there is an option that we can think about that she would be able to have children. Okay, so that is the, again, this does not seem to be medical, biological, that, you know, 10 years, it's totally on her mind. If she's she feels herself in the parsha of children, parsha of marriage, that she'd be able to have, and if not, not. Says the Gemara, now a story. Amalei Rava Labas Rav Chisda. Rava once said to the daughter of Rav Chisda, who happened to be his wife, daughter of Rav Chisda happened to be Rava's wife. So Rava says to her, Kamarani Rabbanan Abasrich. The rabbis are talking about you. What does that mean? She had a 10-year lapse in between her two marriages, and they said they're talking about you. Do you have any way to defend yourself? Amrale, I've always been thinking about you. My mind has always been on you, so therefore there's nothing to worry about. As Rabbi Nachman said, I was daita lehinasei, and that's why I'm able to have children in the second marriage. Tosis points out this isn't just Stam, she had him in mind, hoping for the best. Tosis quotes, you have to remember the Gemara in Bava Basra. Bava Basra Yud Beis Mabeis, where the daughter of Rav Chisda, when she was a young girl, she was sitting on her father's lap, and Rav Chisda was giving shir, and Rav Chisda says to his daughter, read you the Lashon. The Gemara there proves that there's nevuah by Tinokos from this story. So the Basra of Chisda is sitting on her father's lap. So her father says, Man minay ubas. He points to two of his Talmidim sitting in the Shia, Rava and Rami Bar Chama. And he says to his daughter, which one of these do you want to marry when you grow up? Amrale Travayu. I want both of them. Amar Rava v'ano Basra. Rava says, I want to be the second one. Right, because she can't be married to two men at the same time. So he was hoping that Rava was married at the time, so he wanted to be the second one. So Tosfos says it was a nevuah. It wasn't just here. I was hoping for you, but it was Alt Nevuah. Look at the first wide line of Tosfos. That's what she was hoping. That's what she answered Rava here. It wasn't just stop. She was thinking about him. She was hoping that Nevuah was Mekuyim. So that's what Tosfos says is the hidden meaning in this Gemara here, not just that she was thinking about Rava, but she was hoping that her Nevuah would come true. Next story related. Hahida Asi Lakami Rav Yosef. Amralo Rebbe. A woman came in front of Rav Yosef and said, Rebbe, Anosha Hisi Achabali Asher Shonam Yaladti. Rebbe, I was 10 years in between after my first husband died and I had children with the second husband. Haraya, the Rabbanan are wrong. Amrale, Biti Al Totsi Laz Al Devech Hachamim. He says, no, don't be Motsi Laz. You must be something behind this story. Please confess. Please tell us the details because you're making the Rabbanan look bad. So Amrale, and she says, you're right, I admit it. Lenachri Nevalti, I wasn't so tamim during these 10 years. Lenachri Nevalti, and therefore, you're right, the Rabbanan are right. The Ritva quotes here that it was true, we shouldn't take it literally, that Lenachri Nevalti, lo nival amamish b'maisa, ela nisavsalo. I've had a taiva for a Nachri, and that's enough. As long as you're in the parsha of a leida, even if you're just thinking about it, like we said, lo daita linase, okay, inyan zeh amaisa, the lo mevi la akris. That's enough to prevent the akris from setting in, says the Ritva, is if there's daita linase. Yeah. She couldn't have a tie for a Jewish. This is the story, right? Unclear exactly why she says l'nachri nevalti, not l'yehudi. The Marshal, maybe this is why. The Marshal, give another Marshal. The Marshal here, get two Marshals, same Simon in the Yom Shlomo and Gimel Chaf. He quotes, he says, his Makshim Ha'olam, the Olam, the Velt asks, Mahayu Lagalos Serchona Malasos Schokim Rav Yosef. What was she doing here? L'nachri nevalti, she's publicizing her sin. What exactly was she trying to do here? So Venira Lee says, the Haki Pirusho, Lenachri Nevalti Ba'ones. Really, what she was saying here was something very, very, very deep. She was a Ne'enas. She was raped earlier by a Nachri. I mean, that's why she Dafkin says Nachri. And Ba'avursha Hayisi Mitzta'er Bedavar. But she was very upset. Bezachri Osa Maisa Mikre Lo Tahar Asher Bali Adiva Nehenesi Me'aveira. She was upset because even though it started out as an Ones, it seems that she got Hanoi afterwards. So therefore she wanted to do tshuva for it. How did she do tshuva about it? L'kabel tshuvas ha-mishkal, alai kefi ha-hanoa b'isra sherboli yadi, zeho yedaiti tamin al-abiya, v'lo pazak chush taivas ha-mishagam an-arechem. I've been thinking about it, but I've been poresh for 10 years. But I haven't taken my mind off of the taiva that I have for this part of life, and I prevented myself from being involved in it. So that's what she was saying. And that's how she was saying the chamarai, that she was been osik in these thoughts, but she was poresh because she was starting to do tshuva for her previous actions. So that's the Marshal says. Maybe that explains your question of why dafka to l'nachri nevalti, because it's referring to a case of ones. Period. Okay, next section. If you remember the Mishnah from yesterday, from the day before, brought up the issue of havchana. Waiting 3 months before she could get remarried because we're worried that the first she's pregnant, and we want to make sure we know who the husband is. So now Shmuel's going to comment about that issue of havchana. Tosis notes that the Iker Mishnah about havchana is later on Daf Mem Aleph. Look at Daf Mem Aleph, that's where the Mishnah says that a woman is never allowed to get remarried after Grusha, Almana, Nesua, Arusos. That Mishnah on Daf Mem Aleph, that's the Iker Din of Havchana, which we'll talk more about then. But Shmuel is commenting related to that Mishnah. Amar Shmuel. Two versions of Shmuel. Version number one. Amar Shmuel. V'kulan srichos lahamtin shlosha chadashim. All women have to wait 3 months. Again, all Nisuin, Erisin, Gerushin, Almana, Chutz was the only exception, Migiores u'mishuchreres Kitana. A Kitana, a convert, a woman who's a convert, or Mishuchreres, or she's a freed slave, a Kitana, we assume, cannot become pregnant, as we had earlier. So, Gerushin, Mishuchreres, Kitana, does not have to wait 3 months, and we're not gozer, Mishum, other cases by Igioris and Meshachreres Ketana, even though Rashi quotes that Ovedes Kolchav Veshivcha Zonos Hain, and therefore they're not as careful, but still there is no Gzira by the Ketanas. Aval, what do we mashba though from Shmuel's words though? If he says only by a Gioras and Meshachreres Ktanos, they don't have to wait. Aval Ktana Bas Yisrael, Tzvichel have to give a Chadashim. Mashba that a Ktana Bas Yisrael has to wait 3 months, right? A Ktana can be married, be Daraisa. So she has to wait 3 months. So Ubamai, what was Shmuel talking about? Which case of Ktana that she has a relationship that she ends, does she then have to wait 3 months before she starts the new relationship? What case are we talking about? Iba miyun, is it where she had kiddushei miyun, as we've spoken about, that she was married on a drabbanan level, her father had died, and her mother and brothers married her off, and this is called kiddushei miyun, where she could just walk out of the marriage without getting a get. Is it miyun v'hamar Shmuel d'lobayi? No, Shmuel says elsewhere that she does not have to wait 3 months after miyun. Why? Because miyun is not shaykh to any other woman in the world, and therefore there's no reason to be gozer by a case of miyun. V'ibaget, and if it happened to be that the husband gave the ketana a get, so ha'amr Shmuel chada zimna. But then Shmuel already said this. To Amar Shmuel, miyun abo ein tzrichal adin shalosh chadashim. If she did miyun, she does not have to wait 3 months. And asan laget tzrichal adin gibal chadashim. And if he gave her a get, he has to wait. So mimad pshach, either it's wrong or we know it already. If it's miyun, it's wrong. If it's get, then we know it already. So what case is Shmuel telling us that a ketana after the relationship ends has to wait 3 months? Ela biznus. So you're right, says Shmuel, it's not get, it's not miyun. It's a case where a ketana was mizana. V'gozru rabbana ketana mishum gdola. And the rabbana were gozer, the case of a ketana mizus, biznus, mishum gdola. That's the case that Shmuel was talking about. U'migazrina ketana mishum gdola. Do we make zeros of a ketana mishum gdola? The case of a ketana, we're going to make her wait 3 months, mishum the case of a gdola. Because really the ketana case we're not worried about. Mu'uberes, but our Mishnah says otherwise. Imhayu ketanos she'inim reizle leid mechzirnos on miyad, as we had in yesterday's Mishnah, in the case where the two men who happened to be brothers, who happened to be married sisters, got mixed up, and the women happened to be nidos in that whole case. So the Mishnah ended off by saying that you have to wait 3 months before they can come back to their husbands. But if they're ketanos, they can become back miyad. So you see, we're not gozer ketanos mishum gdolos. Amar Rav Gita, Amar Rav, Harasha Haisa. No, that Mishnah was a Harasha. You're right, really, we are gozer normally, but that Mishnah was a Harasha, it was a one-time thing, so therefore, that's why we weren't gozer there. Bechlal Dahave? Ask the Gemara. Harasha means that it happened once in history. That Mishnah once happened? It doesn't sound like that. It just says, right, what is the language of the Mishnah? Shnayim Shekitshu. Sounds like it's telling you a halacha. It's not telling you a maisa. Right, you go, it should say maisa shahaya. Right, sometimes the Mishnah tells you stories. Maisa shahaya. But here it doesn't sound like it's telling you a story that happened. It's just telling you the conceptual halacha. So the Gemara says, you're right. It wasn't an actual harasha. Ella kihorasha haisa v'chilo foshkiya. It was like a rasha. Meaning what? It was such an unusual case that we're not gozer mishum that case. A case where two brothers and two sisters and they get mixed up by nisuin, such an unusual case, so we're not gozer in that case. Period. That is all Shmuel number one. Shmuel number one, who held that the Gemara was mashma, that a giyores and a mishachreres ketana of do not have to wait, but a ketana of a Yisraelis, a Jewish ketana, has to wait 3 months after a maizah's nus. That was Shmuel number one. Number two, yeah?
Was the unusual part that they were both born on the same birthday?
Unusual part that it was all exactly the same day?
Unusual.
Right, that was also, which part of it was unusual? That they all, right, 13-year-old, 12-year-old on the Rosh Hashanah, and they happened to be a nida when they became, so the whole case. Right, the Gemara quotes focuses on the chiluf lo shchiach. But you're right, maybe it means the whole case was lo shchiach. Or the case where it could all be chab. That was only according to one man to Amar, that it was all about pasachas. According to the first opinion, it was, well, you don't need that. You didn't need to say that. So maybe that's why they didn't want to focus on that. Lishnach Rina, sixth line. Second version of Shmuel. Amri la Amar Shmuel. Different version of Shmuel. Kulan tzrichos lahamtid shlosha chadashim chutz mikiyores u'mushachreres gadola. Everybody has to wait 3 months, all cases, except for Gioris and Mishachreres Gedola. First version was Ketana. This version says Gedola. That a Gioris and a Mishachreres Gedola, a convert woman, does not have to wait 3 months, even though she was married yesterday to a non-Jew. She doesn't have to. Right? Bashar is Gedola. They don't have to. We'll talk about why in a minute. But what's Mashma from here? If Shmuel says that, Mashma that a, he's, what's he being Lafuke? He's going against a Gedola Jew. She has to wait. What about a Ketana Jew? Mashma Aval Ketana Bas Yisrael. Enes V'Yichalad Degibel Chadashim. So a Ketana Bas Yisrael's Mashma from this statement of Shmuel, she does not have to wait. So the same question as before, Bemai, what are we talking about? Which type of case of Ketana Yisraelis? Iba Miun, if we're talking about Miun, that she does not have to wait, Amr Shmuel Chada Zimra. Shmuel already said it. We know that already. Beforehand, it was the opposite questions. It was that it was wrong and it was extra. So now we're having the opposite diak, so we're asking the opposite questions. If it's talking about a case of Miun, Shmuel already said it, that after Miun, a woman does not have to wait 3 months. Iba get, if it's talking about a get, Hakamar Shmuel Debaya. Shmuel says the other way. Shmuel says you do have to wait 3 months. To Amr Shmuel, Miyan Abo Eina Tzrichalad to Gibel Chadashim. If he does Miyan, she does not have to wait 3 months. Nasan La Get Tzrichalad to Gibel Chadashim. But if he gave her a get, he has to wait 3 months. So again, either Shmuel's, this statement of Shmuel is extra or it's wrong based on his other statement. So El Ab is Znus. So we get the same answer as before. It's talking about a case of Znus. Viznus Biktana Lo Shchiach. Talking about a case of a Maisa Znus. So Shmuel was not relating to this case in any of his other statements. And the reason that a Ketana Yisraelis does not have to mention it, does not have to wait 3 months, is that its Znus Bektana is not Shchiach, and therefore the Rabbanan aren't gozer by a Milsa de lo Shchicha. We mentioned in the past, Milsa de lo Shchicha l'gazei b'Rabbanan, either one of two understandings, either they wouldn't or they couldn't. They wouldn't, that Rabbanan don't make Zeris for cases that never come up. They make Zeris for the Klal, number one. Or a second understanding we've mentioned, I think we mentioned this in Beis Adav Beis, where this came up, L'gazei b'Rabbanan, and that is Chazal don't have the authority to make gzeros for private individuals. They can make a law that could tell you a certain halacha that you have to do, whether it's Didi Mamanis, Hefker Bezen Hefker, or other areas, but they don't have the authority to make a gzera for a lo shchiach, an unusual case. They make gzeros for the klal. So, according to the second version of Shmuel, the halacha is that Ketanas Yisraelis do not have to wait, but what was the Iker Din of Shmuel? That a Giyores and Meshachreres, a convert and a freed slave who are not Jewish, so then they don't have to wait 3 months. Why not? Don't you want to know whether this child came for... the child's going to be Jewish, because the child was born when the woman's a Jew. The child's going to be Jewish, but in terms of Horaso Bikdusha or Shalom Bikdusha. Don't you want to know when this woman became pregnant, whether she was Jewish or not? It has to do with a certain other issues related to the relationship with the father. So why doesn't Shmuel say that case would need 3 months? So Hudam like Reb Yossi. So Shmuel holds like Reb Yossi. The Tanya, what does Reb Yossi say? Hakiyores v'hashvuya v'hashivcha. A convert, a captured woman, or a shivcha, sheniftu b'shenes gairu b'shenes tacharu, respectively, a captive that was redeemed, and a shvu, right, we shouldn't discuss why it's out of order, but not for now, a giyores that's in his gairu, and a shivcha that's in his tacharu, tzviuchas handos glad to give a chadash, divrei Yehuda. Yehuda said you had to wait 3 months, because we're choshesh that something happened within the first 3 months, when she was a captive, when she was a goy, so Yehuda says you had to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi, mati le'aris le'nasim yad, Rabbi Yossi says no, you could get married, Eris and Nisuin, right away. Right when they convert, right when they get freed. Amar Rabba, my time at Reb Yossi. What's the reason for Reb Yossi? Why are we worried about not knowing who the real father is? Kasavar, Isha Mizana, Mishameshes Vimoch, Kadesh Lo Tisaber. As we've had in the past, when a woman is Mizana, she does, and she, let me add this in, because we're going to have to, this is going to foreshadow for later. When a woman is Mizana, and she knows that she's going to become Jewish soon, or going to be freed soon, or going to be redeemed soon, so then she does not want her become pregnant, so she takes precautions, and she's mishameshes b'moch. She makes sure before the ma'isabiyah she has a moch, in order to prevent herself from becoming pregnant. So Shmuel holds like Reb Yossi. Shmuel holds like Reb Yossi. So here's a machlokas here. Does Shmuel hold totally like Reb Yossi or not? Rashi here quotes that Shmuel holds like half of Reb Yossi, but not total Reb Yossi. He holds like Reb Yossi that by a gerus biznus, you don't have to wait 3 months, but not totally like Reb Yossi. That Reb Yossi holds that even a Yisraelis gedola biznus does not have to wait 3 months. Forget the Giyaris case. Rabbi Yossi goes across by every case of Maisas Nus. As we'll see in a minute, Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to wait 3 months. Shmuel doesn't have to go that far. Shmuel only holds it by the Giyaris case. That's Rashi in the first few skinny lines. That he just holds like Rabbi Yossi below Rabbi Yossi. But the others, the Riff here, quote, he holds like Rabbi Yossi across the board. How does that work by Shvuya? She was taken captive. We don't know if she was Nivellus. We don't know for sure that she was Nivellus, depending what she says. But we don't know if she was Nivellus or not. That's still a suffix. Okay, so says the Gemara Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yossi. Amarle Abaya. So still, we will have to figure out Rabbi Yossi. Bishlama Giyores. Fine, by a Giyores, we could assume that she took precautions not to become pregnant, kiva de daitiliki yurei mintera nafsha, because she knows she has das that she's going to become a ger, so she guards herself not to become pregnant, kidei lahavchin bein zerah shenizra bekedusha bein zerah shenizra shelo bekedusha, because she wants to make sure she knows which zerah was bekedusha, which was not bekedusha. Obviously, she's not so such on a high level yet, because she's still being mezana here. But I guess she still knows that she's going to change her lifestyle after she becomes a GRS. So therefore, you could assume that she took precautions beforehand. Shvuyah v'shivcha nami, also by shvuyah and shivcha, the shami mirayu mintri nafshayu. Also there, they heard from their masters that the master is going to free them or they're going to be redeemed. And also they guard their self. But when it says shivcha, so we assume that Rabbi Yossi's statement is including any way that a shivcha goes free, even b'shein v'ayin. If the master knocks out the tooth or the eye of the shivcha, then pasuk and parshas mishpatim, she goes free. So therefore, in that case, she has no warning. She has no warning there. So why in the world would she prevent herself? And Rabbi Yossi still seems to say that she does not have to wait 3 months. So why would she prevent herself from getting pregnant in that case? And if you want to say, you're right, Rabbi Yossi would not hold his shita there, and in that case, that is surprising to her, unexpected. Rabbi Yossi would agree that woman has to wait 3 months before she gets remarried. That's not true. V'hatanya, says the Braisa, anusa umefuta tzrichalan de gibachadashin de Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, an anusa and mefuta, a woman who was ne'anas raped or mefuta seduced, Rabbi Yehuda says, you have to wait 3 months. Rabbi Yossi, matil arisil nasabiyad. Rabbi Yossi says, no, right away. Even though onis and mefata are not exactly planned. At least onis for sure is not planned. So you see, even by davar de memela, something that's unexpected, Rabbi Yossi says you don't have to wait 3 months. So we're back to the kasha. What's the svara for Rabbi Yossi that even by something unexpected, you don't have to wait? Why aren't you choshe that she's pregnant? Say, El Amar Abaya. Abaya says no. The reason that a woman prevents herself from becoming pregnant is not that because she knows that's like the future, that she's going to become Jewish, she's going to get freed, etc. But every woman is mezana. Isha mezana mishapeches lo tesaber. A woman who is mezana always is mishapeches. Rashi explains that even without knowing beforehand, there's a way that she can position her body right afterwards to try so that the zera would come out, so that she wouldn't become pregnant. That this is something very easy to do, says Rashi. It's kal, ein bo torach. And therefore, even if she didn't know about it beforehand, every woman who is mezana wants to prevent it. The Ritva here adds, because genai lehisaber from a maisa's nus, and therefore, it's not about a future-looking idea, but it's right now. So every maisa's nus, Rabbi Yossi holds, one does not have to wait 3 months after that because there's no chash ibor. So again, Rashi said before, Shmuel doesn't have to hold like Rabbi Yossi across the board. Rabbi Yossi says every maisa's nus, it's halacha l'maisa. If a woman has a relationship, or chmana l'tzlan, does she have to wait 3 months before she goes back to the husband? Let's say she was nanas. So it's a machlokas here. Rabbi Yossi says no, because there's a way to be misapeches. But Shmuel, according to Rashi, Shmuel didn't hold that far. Only by Giyores, he is not gozer. V'idach, what about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to wait 3 months. Why? Why do you have to wait 3 months? Right? If she's not misaber. Chashina, Shem alone is havcha yafe yafe. Because she didn't do a good job. Not perfect. Not for sure that she'll be able to prevent herself from becoming pregnant. So therefore, you have to wait 3 months just in case. Okay, last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah, we had a statement which we said we would explain in the Gemara. The last line of the Mishnah, again, the Mishnah's case about the husbands and the wives getting mixed up. Achos Isha, Eishas Ach, Eishas Ish, and Nida. The last line of the Mishnah said, if they were Kohanos, Nifsalu Min HaTrumah. If they were Kohanos, they cannot eat Shruma anymore. So what exactly is the case? What does Kohanos mean? So the three possibilities the Gemara has. First, the Gemara says, Kohanos in Yisrael is low. Is this telling me that only a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen becomes Nifsal from a Kohuna, but a Bas Yisrael that is now married to a Kohen would be able to eat Truma? Is that the Diuk? That's not true. Because if a Bas Yisrael is married to a Kohen, same halacha should apply in terms of being Nifsal from Truma. If she becomes... Right, why is she Nifsal from Truma here? Because she lived with another man. She becomes either Rashi quotes, Nivala Lapasla Lapasla. She was Nivala to somebody who was Pasla to her. And the halacha is Nivala Lapasla Lapasla. She cannot eat Shroom anymore. So it doesn't matter whether she's a Bas Kohen or a Bas Yisrael. So Gemara says, you're right. Ema. The word Kohanos in the Mishnah does not mean Bas Kohen, but it means Imhayu Nishay Kohanim. If she's married to a Kohen now, she becomes Nifsa from eating Shroom. Ask the Gemara, is that it? Only if she's married to a Kohen now? Neshei Kohanim im, Neshei Yisraelim lo? Only if she's married to a Kohen now does she become Nifsal from Truma. But if she's married to a Yisrael now, she is not Nifsal from Truma? You're right. Married to a Yisrael, she can't eat Truma now. But what happens, Rashi says, if her husband dies now, and then she wants to marry a Kohen. So a Kohen's allowed to marry an Amana. But says the Gemara of Amar of Amram, Hamilsa Amar Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following, Va'an harinhu la'ainin, and he lit up our eyes. Nehira is light in Aramaic. He lit up our eyes, Mimastisan, meaning he proved it from a Mishnah. The halacha is, which halacha? Eishes Yisrael Shenansa, an Eishes Yisrael, that was Ne'enas, Afa Pisha Muteris Labailo Psula Lekahuna. An Eishes Yisrael Shenansa can never marry a Kohen anymore. So therefore, why does our Mishnah say Nishay Kohanim or Nifsal from Shuma? Even a Nishay Yisrael. If this whole story in our Mishnah happens to somebody who's married to a Yisrael, and then her husband might die, she won't want to marry a Kohen now, then also she would be Nifsal from Kahuna. So Gemara says, number three, you're right. Amar Rava, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Pshat of the Mishnah is. Imhayu Kahanos Nisuos Li Yisrael. Nifsalum and Ashuma de Benashayhu. You're right. The case is if they're a Bas Kohen that's married to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael dies. The halacha is usually if there are no children from that marriage of the Bas Kohen to a Yisrael, she can now go back to her father's house and eat Truma again. But if this was the case, so then she's Nifsal from eating Truma from her father's house. So that's what the word Kohanos means, Lamaskana, in the Mishnah. Three possibilities. We finally came to what means a Kohenes that's married to a Yisrael. Period. Fourth parak. Parak Acholes. Acholes Liavimta. Man does chalitza, hacholis liyavimta. So the Nemuka Yosef asks, not Nemuka Yosef here, Nemuka Yosef later on, you can look it up on Daf Lamed Dalid, Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif. Many times in Maseches Yevamos you have the word hacholis, even though it seems to be somewhat of a misword. Why? Because what does the word chalitza mean? Chalitza means taking off the shoe. Chalitza zanal, who takes off whose shoe? The woman takes off the man's shoe by chalitza. So it should be hanechlatz. Not acholetz. The man is the nechlatz, not the acholetz. So why so many times in Maseches Yevamos it says acholetz? Says the Noda to be Yehuda in Tshuva, before we get to the Nemuka Yosef. The Noda to be Yehuda says in Tshuva in Evan Ezer Tzadik Dalid, he said, this has bothered me all my life. He says, Davar ze niskashisi bo mine urai, v'chashavti shlo diktiku chazal bazeh, v'regil zaloshin hazehu. I thought chazal, okay, they won't be so medactic. They just say the word acholetz, even though it really means a nechlatz. Aval achshav samti olibi kilo davareku ubedikta gadol amru. Now I understand that it's not true, because if you look in the Gemara later on, in Daf Kuf Beis, you see the word, Rashi explains there, the word acholetz doesn't only mean taking off the shoe, it could also mean putting on the shoe. Hey chaltzu me'itchem, Pasuk says in a couple of weeks, so he said chalitza could also mean ni'ilas hasandal. So you know what acholetz liyavimto means? It means a man who puts on his shoe in order for the Yavama to then take it off. So it's Meduyuk. Dafka li Yavimto, Bishvil Yavimto. Bishvil Yavimto. That's the Noda Yehuda. He says there, he says that's why it's Meduyuk. He says number one. The Nemuka Yosef has an added Chiddush. Nemuka Yosef says in Daf Lamed Dalet and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. He says no. The Chiddush is that when the woman takes off the shoe, that the man also has to have Kavana for the Chalitza. That's what it's alluding to. He has to have kavana to the heter of chalitza. And that's why Dafka focuses on the man, and not just v'nir ha'tam, v'shayavim misayeya b'chalitza, kivin shetzorach li'cheyiskavin lachlotz. So that's why he uses the lashon of cholates and not nechlats. Dafka, one case over there says nechlats. That's why the Nemuki Yosef is over there. So 2 days, the Nemuki Yosef and the Nodabi Yehuda. Why he says the word hacholates and not the word hanechlats? Yeah. The process of releasing her, but chalitza is not releasing. The man decides of Yibam or Chalitza. The man decides. So hacholet, if you decide on Chalitza. Okay, that's another one. Cholet sounds like you're doing the act. Hacholet, the one who is cholet. Okay, so you're saying another shot, that the one who decides to do Chalitza. Okay, so now let's get into the case. Hacholet, liyavimta, if somebody does Chalitza, v'nimsei smu'u beres, and then lo and behold, after Chalitza, he finds out that this Chalutza was pregnant. Meaning, didn't need chalitza because she was pregnant. V'yolda, and she has a baby later. So what's the halacha? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Bizman shavlashal kayama. If the baby is a kayama, is a viable baby, meaning it's a halachically recognized baby. So then what's the halacha? Then this chalitza was meaningless. Then this chalitza was not needed because this was a brother who had a child, and therefore he didn't have to do Yimur Chalitza. So he didn't do anything wrong. So what happened? So he spit at her and she took off his shoe. So who mutter bekrovov sehav, he mutteres bekrovov. Right? Each of them are mutter to each other's relatives, because halachically it's not considered a Chalitza. And even though usually you're usher and she's usher to each other's relatives, here it says it's meaningless. V'lo paslam ene kahuna, and she's not considered a chalutza, and therefore she is not nifsal from marrying a kohen. She's an almana, but she's not a chalutza, and therefore she can marry a kohen. What does kayama mean here? So the Ritva says a couple of shatim. The Ritva says kayama means either the baby lived for 30 days, or you know for sure, kalu chadashav, you know for sure that this was a full-term baby somehow, or just physically, you see that nigmaru simanov. You know, a doctor said that this was a full-term, this was a baby that was fully developed. Either way, that is a vlad shel kayama. Tosis adds in, why does he use the top tosis? Why does the Mishnah say hacholet v'nimseis me'uberes? Why doesn't it just say hacholet limme'uberes? You mean hacholet v'nimsa, yeah? So it says Tosfos, the afal gav, the chiddush is, the afal gav, de lo haya ubara nikar b'shas chalitza. Even though it didn't look like that she was pregnant at the time that he did it, and therefore it really looks like it was a good chalitza. So you might say, you know, we should at least treat this on a drabbanon level, like a good chalitza, because she didn't look pregnant at the time. Afilu hachi says Tosfos, lo pasla, bizman shavlai shal kayama. Still, there is no psul, you know, we still treat it as if it was meaningless. That's one point in Tosfos. The second point in Tosfos is, second Tosfos, also important, becholetz toch gimel chadashim ayri. What are we talking about? We're talking about you did chalitza within the first 3 months. First 3 months after a fertilization, meaning you didn't know that she was pregnant yet, and there was no way to know. We'll continue that Tosfos in a minute. I want to read a little more of the Mishnah, because that'll help us appreciate the rest of the Tosfos. Let's get back to the Mishnah first. So says the Mishnah, ein avlad shel kayama. Let's say she was pregnant, but then the vlad did not make it. Who aser b'krovasev, who aser b'krovav? So then, we say, Loma Freya, it was a good chalitza, because the baby didn't live, so therefore there was no child to this brother, so it was a good chalitza, so they're each aser to each other's relatives. V'nif upasla mena kahuna, and she is nifsal from kahuna, because she is considered a chalutza. Period. First half. Second half. Hakone says yivimta. Let's say you didn't do chalitza to your yavama, but you did yibum. Hakone says yivimta, and then oivei, v'nim says mu'ubares. And then find out that she was pregnant after having done Yibum. So now this is serious. The Yolda, because if there's a real child here, if there's a real child, then what happens? You just, the brother was just lived with Eishes Ach. Eishes Ach, Shalom B'maka Mitzvah. This is an Issa Krisis here. This is serious now. So says the Mishnah. Where the child is viable, Yotzi, he must get divorced because the Kiddushin weren't Chal in the first place. Doesn't really mean get divorced. He has to leave his quote-unquote wife. And they're Chayav to bring a Karban. Right? Isser kares, if you do it b'mezid, the first mission in Krisa says, every time you chayiv kares b'mezid, you have to bring a chatas b'shogeg. So you have to bring a chatas, they have to bring a carbon, because they violated a kares b'shogeg. But if the vlad was not viable, then he could keep the wife, because it ends up that she was not really pregnant, she was pregnant, but she didn't have a child, and therefore, he could stay married. What happened in the interim? What do you mean, once they find out that she's pregnant? So I assume they have to be Polish. Assume they have to be Polish up until that time. Oh, so we'll get to that. I think Tosis brings it up, or what are we trying to bring it up? About Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah. Whether this is considered that. So let's just finish, and then we'll discuss Tosis more. Savik ben Tishah L'Rishah, Savik ben Shivah L'Achron. Let's say he gets pregnant, and they don't realize that 7 months after she gets remarried to the brother, then... she has a baby. And you're not sure who's the father. Is it Reuben or is it Shimon? Reuben who died, Shimon who's married now. So Yotzi, they have to get divorced because maybe it was Reuben's child and therefore there was no mitzvah of Yibam here. Reuben had a baby, so you have to get divorced, but Vahavlad kosher. But the baby is kosher. Rashi quotes, Mimanafshach. The baby is kosher Mimanafshach. What do you mean Mimanafshach? So the Meiri explains, Mimanafshach. If this is a child of the first husband, so he's kosher. Wonderful child. If he's a child of his second husband, also fine, because then his mother had a mitzvah of Yibam, and the child of the second one. So either way, the kid's fine. The kid's not a mamzer. The problem is the wife. The wife might be living in sin. So that's why he must get divorced by Vlad Kasher, but the Chayavin Ba'asham Talui. But their Chayat B'Gad Asham Talui, as the halacha is that every time I violate an Aveira B'Safik, I'm not sure if I did an Aveira, that if I would know for sure, I would be Chayav Achatas. If I don't know for sure, I bring an Asham Talui. If I ever find out that I did it for sure, then I have to bring a Chatas. Asham Talui doesn't cover me. Asham Talui, says the Mishnah, says the Gemara in Krisus maybe, it's just Magin Al HaPuranus. It prevents me from, I don't get punished for it meanwhile. It like holds me until I know for sure. That's Chayavin B'Asham Talui, period. Back to the Tosfos now. Tosfos says that what's the case that we're dealing with? When did he do Yibam? It must be within the first 3 months. Because if it was after 3 months, so then that wouldn't be Mechayiv a Karban. Why? Because that would be Karav L'Mezid. That would be Karav L'Mezid if it was after 3 months. Tosfos says, Yilachar Gemal Mechayiv Karban. Kivan Derov Nashim Ubara Nikar L'Shlish. Most women, their pregnancy is Nikar after 3 months. Vizu, and still, I'm sorry, the other way. Sorry, the opposite. And still, since most women, their pregnancy is Nikar after 3 months. So if this guy lived with this woman after 3 months, because he didn't know that she was pregnant, so how was he supposed to know? It was Ones. And therefore, he can't be held responsible if he lived with her after 3 months, not thinking that she was pregnant. So that's what Tosfos says. It has to be within the first 3 months. There's a very, the Meiri says, asked the opposite question. The Meiri says, if it was, he says, v'im tomar u'betok shlosha karav l'mezidu. So he lived with her within 3 months? So that's karav l'mezid, because that he has to assume maybe that she was pregnant. How does he, it Tosfos says, it can't be after 3 months because then it will be ones. So the Meiri asks the opposite question. Within 3 months, it should be karav l'mezid, it shouldn't be chayav karavan. So says the Meiri, no. He says, even within 3 months, even though it's not nikar pregnancy, but certain times there are physical signs that the woman's pregnant. And you can see a little bit that the woman's pregnant, that she didn't have any of these physical signs. So says the Meiri, maybe that's why this would not be karav l'mezid. But there is, and then we'll do the Gemara, there is an important Ta'ara of the Noda B'Yehuda here. The Noda B'Yehuda says, what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, in this, if it would be Ones, after 3 months, no Karban. After Noda B'Yehuda, later on in the Masechta, we're going to learn, let's say, Edom come and tell a woman, your husband died, you can get remarried. And then what happens? The woman gets remarried, and then lo and behold, her husband walks into town. What's the Halacha? She has to bring a Karban. She has to bring a Karban. Chayev Kares, right? Eishes Ishes Insa. She has to bring a carbon. It was b'shogeg. She was relying on the edim. So ask the Noda B'Yehuda, what's the difference? That was also ones. If you're relying on the chazaka, the robe, after 3 months, most women can look pregnant. Or if you're relying on the edim. So says the Noda B'Yehuda, this is in Yoredeya Tzadik Vav, says, Nirlani is daiti, there's a chilik. In the case of the edim should even be better. If two witnesses, he says, no, by the Edom case, you're right that this woman is Ba'ones, but somebody's lying. Somebody is lying, saying a sheker here. If somebody is lying, this case is the Edom Parsha of a Karban. If you rely on a rove, nobody did anything wrong here. There's a rove here. Rove women look pregnant, and she's relying on the rove, and that's it. And then you could, then that's a total ones. But in the case of Edom, ironically, it is worse. In the case of, he says, she'edu b'sheker, v'edim hitu osa b'sheker, l'chein mechshev hadavar ta'us v'shkaga, v'lo ones. Unlike a case of here, you relied on the rove, or the other case brought up over there in the Gemara, if a woman is mishamish, shelo b'shas vesta. A woman is b'shamis when it's shalom. She's not supposed to get her needs now. And she's b'shamis again. Why is there no carbon there? Because lo hava lo meved. Right? There was no idea. By Edom, there was a toast, there was a sheker here. So that's why she has to bring a carbon. So that's the note of Yehuda, Edom versus Rove. Yeah.
Don't we have parallel cases in the Gemara where
you
hold that she should have checked by
the Gemara says, Havale Lemedak, Daiko Mitzvah, that's by one aid. By one aid, by aid echad. But I think the case he's talking about is by two Edom. By two Edom, you don't have to check. Two Edom is Kamei Edom. No better Biru.
But here, if he married in less than 3 months, he violated Xeradurabana.
Within the first 3 months. You're violating Xeradurabana, but so that doesn't affect carbon.
But that's not the Shulki anymore.
Okay, but it doesn't affect carbon on a Daraisa level. The carbon is totally on the Daraisa. So he violated Xeradurabana, you're right. But that's not going to affect the carbon Chiv. Itma, says the Gemara, hacholes the mu'uberes vihi pila. So our whole Mishnah is going to be the subject, maybe, seemingly, of a dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, but we'll see how each of them interpret the Mishnah. So hacholes the mu'uberes vihi pila, so you do chalitza to a mu'uberes vihi pila, and then she eventually has a miscarriage, meaning the baby doesn't live. And therefore it comes out, like our Mishnah says, that she did not have a baby, and the chalitza was a good chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan amar einet zricha chalitza menachin. Rabbi Yochanan says, like our Mishnah says, pashtus, you don't need any more chalitza, because l'mafreya, this chalitza was a good chalitza. Reish Lakish amar zricha chalitza menachin. Reish Lakish says, no, you need chalitza, you need another chalitza. The first one was not significant, even though it comes out l'mafreya, that the chalitza was needed, but because it was done while she was still pregnant, she needs another chalitza. Tosas points out, Minachin is lavdafka, even from this brother. Even from this brother, he could do chalitza again. So Rabbi Yochanan, Amrei Tzuri chalitza Minachin, why? Chalitza is mu'ber shema chalitza, ubiyas mu'ber shema biya. Rabbi Yochanan holds the chalitza and the biya when she was mu'beris is halachically significant. Reish Lakish, Amrei Tzuri chalitza Minachin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you need another chalitza. Why? Even though she now has no child. Why? Chalitza's mu'uberes lo shma chalitza, bia's mu'uberes lo shma bia. Because the chalitza and the bia that took place when she was pregnant does not count. But my kemiflegi, what's the svara behind this machlokas? Yibai seim akrav, yibai seim asvara. Nafkamina is pasik or a svara. Karanora says, what's the difference if it's a pasik or a svara? If Eliyahu HaNavi comes out today and says that this pregnancy is gonna collapse tomorrow. So if it's a svara, so then you could say, look, right now we know it's going to collapse, so forget the svara. If it's a pasuk, you can't go against the pasuk. Can't go against the pasuk, that's an afkamina. So we're going to relate to Eliyahu HaNavi in a different way in a minute. You buy same as svara. What's the svara? Yochanan savar im yavo Eliyahu yomar daha mi'abra mapule mapla mila bas chalitza v'yibim hi. If we would know, says Rabbi Yochanan, if we would know that this pregnancy wouldn't last, wouldn't we say that you could do it now? So Ashanami Tigwai Muslim Afreya. So Rabbi Yochanan says, so too now. We should say that now that we know Lamafreya that this was not a viable pregnancy, so then we should say that it was a good chalitza. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Tigwai Muslim Afreya Lo Amrina, no. We don't say Lamafreya. You don't say Lamafreya. Ask the Ritvo. There are 45 things in Shas that you go Lamafreya. Reish Lakish rejects all of those. Right, well, there are 10 different things that go to Mafreya. So says the Ritva, no, the reason is because we're worried that maybe at the time of Chalitza it was viable. Or at the time it was viable, something happened later in the pregnancy to ruin it. So that's what we're Choshesh for. That's where he's talking. Of course you go to Mafreya. But here we're worried, says the Ritva, that at the moment of Chalitza or Yibum, it was viable. That's the issue. Oh, ask the Cheshek Shlomo, somebody building in the back. Why doesn't the Gemara bring up Brera here? What about Brera here? Why don't we prove from here? Brera, Amrina, Lo Amrinan. So says the Cheshek Shlomo, it must be like she does Tosfos. What's Tosfos? She does Tosfos, says in a number of places in Shas, that there everybody would agree, Yesh Brera, if it's a Dovar Ha'asid L'Hisbarer. If it's something that's for sure going to be cleared up, then everybody would hold Yesh Brera. The only time that's a machlokes about Brera is if you don't know if it's ever going to get cleared up or not. But if you know for sure it's going to get cleared up, everybody holds Yesh Brera. So says the Cheshek Shlomo, here's a case of pregnancy. You're going to know for sure whether it's viable or not. So that's why he says maybe this Gemara, from the fact that it did not bring up Brera, proves that day of Tosfos that by a Dover Ha'asid L'Hisbarer, then everybody would agree, Yesh Brera. That is the machlokas in Svara. The Vayis a makra, or it's a machlokas about a pasuk. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Uben ein lo amar Rachman of all last." Rabbi Yochanan says, "Look, Uben ein lo. Look, if he doesn't have a child, then lamaisa he doesn't have a child." For Shlakish Amar, Uben ein lo, ayin alav. Uben ein lo. What is ein lo? So we can sometimes switch around the aleph and the ayin. Ayin. Look around. Search around. Do you have to do any research on this case? If you have to figure things out on this case and wait a little bit, that's enough to say that the chalitz and the yibam is not enough. That's how Tosfos interprets, that if you have to wait a little bit and figure things out, so then that's not included in Uben Ein Lo. That's the Machlokas in Svara, that's the Machlokas in Pasuk. Eisvi, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan quotes our Mishnah against Reish Lakish. What our Mishnah say? Ein Avlai Shal Kayama Hu Aser Bekrovav Savi Aser Bekrovav. If the Vlad is not viable, so then the Chalitza was a good Chalitza. And they're each upasam and a kahuna, and she's considered a chalutza. So bishmal l'didi da'amina chalitza mu'ber shema chalitza. According to me, says Rabbi Yochanan, the mishnah makes perfect sense. Why? Mishum hachi pasal. That's why she can eat truma, because the baby died, and therefore it was a good chalitza. El didach da'amina chalitza mu'ber shema chalitza. But according to you, Reish Lakish, that chalitza's mu'ber is nothing on my pasam and a kahuna. So why is she considered a chalutza that she can't eat truma anymore? She can't marry a kohen. She shouldn't be considered a chalutza. It was meaningless. Amalei says Reish Lakish, you're right. Midrabanan or luchumer ba'alma. The Mishnah is a chumer drabanan, like Tosas alluded to before. It looked like a chalitza at the time, so you're right, it's nothing, but still midrabanan, we're going to be machmir. Ika da amre, another version, is the opposite conversation. Esvi Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish brought the same line of the Mishnah as Akasha under Rabbi Yochanan. Eina v'lashal kayama hu aser bekrova sebe yaser bekrova hu pasal mene kahuna. In the case of chalitza, if the baby does not live, so then they're usher to each other's relatives and pasam and a kahuna. Bishlamo lididi, says Reish Lakish, according to me, it makes sense. The amina chalitza is mu'uberes lo shma chalitza. I hold the chalitza mu'uberes is nothing. Haynu detani paslam in a kahuna lachumra. Because that language of the Mishnah of pasal from kahuna sounds like a language of chumra. Viloktani, it doesn't say outright ina tzricha chalitza min ha'achin, which is a stronger language, which would make it sound that it's a fundamental din. According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, shouldn't it use a stronger term, a stronger phrase? No more chalitza is needed. Don't just say pasul from kahuna. So Amarle, Rabbi Yochanan says, inachinami, it could have used that term, the idea, the son of Reisha lo pasla, the son of Seifa pasla, but since it uses, the Reisha uses the Lashon lo pasla from kahuna, so too the Seifa uses the Lashon pasla from kahuna. So therefore, there's no riot from there. Okay, I guess we'll stop here, the next few lines go quickly. Let's show we'll stop here right before the word, Esfei.